The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings, who are entirely responsible for its content. Sorry, guys, you are on your own. This is the Federal Football Report, a weekly wrap-up of all things burgundy and gold. The Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Here are your hosts, Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings.
Kevin Stanfield just said the backup's rolling and the backup to the backup is rolling. So you know what that means.
Redundancy, baby.
It's time for another edition of the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website, in case you're wondering, is federalnewsradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, by the way, FFRep. You can follow me on Twitter at Claude J Radio. It's all one and the same, kind of, in this whole social world. So the Redskins, another win off of a bye week, 26-24 at home over the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers fall to 0-6 on the season. By the way, I didn't know this. The 49ers, 0-6, but five of their losses by 11 points. Some overtime and things like that. So, you know, close games, they just can't seem to win. Ooh. Same thing here. Close game with the Skins, just can't seem to pull it out.
If I was 49ers, I suggest that they score 11 more points.
Right.
They wouldn't have any problems.
Then you'd be undefeated.
Yeah.
Then they'd be undefeated.
No one ever explained that to them, right?
Exactly. You got to score more points. Kyle Shanahan back in Washington, D.C. Sometimes I feel like it's downplayed a lot. Wouldn't it mean something special to come back here and beat the Skins? It's just another football game. It's a different time. I think he probably wanted to win, and I think Gruden probably wanted to. I'm the guy who took the job, and yes, we won and we beat you.
Well, but it had
and
to
you
be-
want my quarterback.
Allegedly, right? But what I saw today, it was kind of ironic today. It was like a homecoming. It was like, mm-hmm. The homecoming for Kyle, right? The homecoming for Pierre Garçon, Aldrick Robinson.
Right.
And the quarterback, his first name. I know his last name was Bethlehem.
Right.
He came out of nowhere. All of a sudden they said, Hoyer's been benched. I said, what?
Yeah.
What?
It was weird. He didn't play well. He played like Brian Hoyer. I mean, you know what you're getting when you get Hoyer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the second quarter, they got this kid Beathard in. And I'm like, interesting. I wonder if he's any relation to, he is related to Bobby
Beathard. Just great. But the thing about it is, like you just said, though, the games they've lost by a combined differential of 11 points.
Right.
So,
well, here's what's interesting, too, when you take a look at it, is they are the first most penalized team in the league. And we saw that big time, especially in the first half. And they are they lead the league in the most dropped passes. And we saw a ton of dropped passes from the 49ers in the first half. This game was close, and it shouldn't have been close, but we'll have more on that later.
Should
not have been this close. I mean, I'm watching the 49ers and I'm watching these drop passes. I'm watching some dumb penalties. I'm watching, they have the second most missed tackles in the league. And I'm watching these missed tackles and I'm like, this is a bad football team. This is not a good football team.
Well, yeah, this is true. This is true. But, with the move this week to release a perennial All-Pro in Navarro Bowman, mm-hmm. Kyle is trying to make a statement here. What's old is past, in with the new. The old, in with the new. And he's trying to establish something there. And the fact that they have been so close in some of these games, they've had two straight overtime losses.
Yeah, but before this current game.
Yeah, right. But it's just something that he needs to do to get him over that hump. And maybe, like I said, I was a little surprised by them benching Hoyer, but maybe he feels that it was time.
It gave them a spark. I mean, the spark they needed, it came when they benched Hoyer and brought Beathard in, but then they also benched Carlos Hyde, which has happened before. They benched Hyde and bring in the rookie running back, and it did provide a spark for the offense. But I think if I'm Hoyer, I'm looking at some of these drop passes, and then I'm looking at some of the passes Beathard's making, and they catch them. Like, really, guys? So now you want to catch the ball when Beathard's throwing them to you.
Interesting. It reminds me of losing teams all have to share certain traits, and one of them is like they don't they don't follow through. They don't have that thing that they don't finish.
Right,
you know, like
whether it's
finishing and catching the pass or finishing getting the extra yard.
Finishing, making a tackle.
They don't finish, right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, maybe all they needed was a little spark. And Kyle, which, you know what? I'm a big Kyle fan. Kyle, when Kyle came here, it was a bad circumstance because his daddy was the head coach, right? You know, so you always had that sense of nepotism. Mm-hmm. And
whether it was real or not.
Yeah, it was always perceived. But I do know that there was a period of time when we had another quarterback that that before these guys got here and got together, this team was a laughingstock.
Right.
And the next thing you know, after a season, they're flexing this team and putting them on primetime TV because the game meant the NFC East, right? You know, so I do have a lot of respect for Kyle. I wish Kyle had run the ball in the second half of the Super Bowl last year more than people tend to forget about that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's mm-hmm. gone away. You know, Kyle's offense gave them an unsurmountable lead.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right.
but I guess Kyle has never had an unsurmountable believe before. He just didn't know what to do with it. Didn't know what to do with it, right? You know, I said, Kyle, your hands off. The clock keeps running, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so bad that they're making commercials now. It's like the commercial with what's the quarterback's name of Atlanta?
Ryan.
The quarterback said, you know what, feels bad. you know, Jordan Tomorrow got cut for my team.
Biggest Super Bowl deficit in history.
Losing. You know, it's so bad, you know. And you got Kyle to think. But after all that, after that travesty, the man still has a head coaching job. So I don't feel so bad for him.
No, you can't. And you know, think about this job, and we'll talk about the Redskins soon. This is the Federal Football Report where we talk burgundy and gold. But
that's right.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, you see a team, and you talk about close losses, and you know, we're not into moral victories here on the Federal Football.
We don't believe in moral victories.
But if you are a team like the 49ers, and let's be honest, you know you're rebuilding.
Yes.
You know, you know you're not going to the playoffs. You're not going to win the division. You're definitely rebuilding. You have settled for Brian Hoyer to be your quarterback, and most believe because you believe Kirk Cousins is going to come your way next year.
Yes,
for
some reason,
on that later. And so you've reserved to the fact that you're going to go with Hoyer and you're going to go with Beathard. And it is what it is, right? And you let go of Navarro Bowman, so you know this is a rebuilding year. We don't believe in moral victories, but you got to feel, okay, we're going to be close here because you're close on a lot of these games that you're losing.
Right, right. Well,
you know, it has nothing with the win or loss column. It's not going to make your fans feel good, not going to make the players feel good. But if you have the mindset or the vision of the future, you're finding some things. They've got a couple of defensive players who are making some plays out there. You feel like, okay, you know what? There's something there for the future.
Well, see,
they're not like a bad, hopeless team.
That happened immediately. That happened in the second half because, listening to part of the radio broadcast, our good friend Doc Walker kept saying, you cannot let bad teams stick around, right? You cannot let them, you can't give them any sign of hope. And Doc might go a little bit, Doc would say, you got to put your foot on their neck. That's what Doc would say. We love Doc, right?
Yes.
And you know what?
Yes,
Doc is right. Doc is absolutely right. So, yeah, I mean, you get on a team like that, a young team, a young, fresh quarterback who came in another almost impossible situation and gave them turn like they used to say about Captain Kirk, turn death into a fighting chance to live, right? You know, so yeah, you know that it depends on what he does with it at this point. It depends on how he builds that young talent. And Kyle used to be one of those young guys too, but now Kyle's a seasoned coach, and you know, Kyle has been through some bad situations. And we'll see how he grows from it. We'll see how he learned from what he learned here and what he's learned as an offensive coordinator in Atlanta. Let's see what he's learned and how he puts this all together. It'd be interesting to look at him and the Golden. What's the Golden boy's name in Rams? The Rams head coach.
Oh, McVay, right?
You know, after they leave here, I don't care about him. I forget the name and all that, right? Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens, how they grow in the next couple of years, how they build upon, or is that all there is to what they do? Do they build? Do they grow? Or do you get what you get?
Yeah, it's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website federalnewsradio.com. Tell your friends. Tell everybody you know. Burgundy and Gold friends, fans or not, it's a very entertaining show. So enough about the 49ers and their coaches and their players. Let's talk a little bit about the Burgundy and Gold. 3-2 on the season, a home win against the 49ers, 26-24, closer than it should have been. Came out, Captain Kirk, perfect on the first drive, throws a touchdown, and you think things are going to, okay, they're going to just steamroll the 49ers. Easy
play.
Exactly. And that's when we saw the first play. And then all of a sudden, things started slowing down a bit.
The second drive, too. And I'd like to say Chris Thompson, otherwise known as Kevin's fantasy football favorite, right, you know, because I got him for a steal, right, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he scores. If he gets all the combined yardage, that works, too, right?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, but you know what? This guy is just not right for a full-time running back, man, because sometimes you got to run between the tackles. Mm-hmm. And he's
gotten more carries than he traditionally gets.
You know what? But he's just not
full-time duties, but it seems like they're trying to give him all but the full-time duties.
You know
duties,
why?
Right?
Because he's the best they got.
Right.
He's absolutely the best they got, right? But you got to, they have to establish a running game hierarchy. We got to know, we're assuming that Piran and Mac Brown are getting some carries because Fat Rob has been injured, right? He has ribs, I believe, bad ribs. But you know what? They need to establish a hierarchy. You need to know, hey, look, I'm the horse, right? You know, I'm in the game. The defense is in trouble, right? And the offensive line needs to know
and
that,
it
right?
seems like Piran would be that guy.
It seems like it, but you can't do that with running off-tackle plays or pulling your center and doing like fake reverses and all that. Sometimes you got to run up the gut. You got to run between the tackles, and that's they're trying to take the things that are making Piran the most effective, and they're trying to implement them in other parts of the game, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that cutback ability that Chris Thompson has. He doesn't have that explosiveness, right? And if you know, the running backs, unlike neckties, like we say about Gruden, are not interchangeable, right? I had this nice little gray and pink job on the day, right?
It
would look good with a gray shirt. Mm-hmm. It would look good with a pink shirt, right? You know, and it'll look, and since I'm wearing it, it's going to look good anyway, right? But you know what? Every tie doesn't go with every shirt, right?
Right.
Every running back doesn't go with every running play, right? And that's the problem we're having here, right? I like the fact that Gruden is seeing how important the run game is.
He's running the ball a lot more.
Clearly, he listens
to the Federal Football Report, and he's a fan of Federal News Radio. Piran only 9 carries for 23 yards. Chris Thompson, 16 carries. You probably want to flip that. You want Piran with the 16. You want Piran with more than about 16, and Thompson with the 9.
Yeah, right? But they got to be effective running plays, right? You got to be, and you know, Chris Thompson has to be a threat when he comes in. Like, when the defense sees him coming in, oh, no, are we running? Are we passing? Is it a reverse? Is it a screen? Right? You know, something.
That's part of his effectiveness.
That's right. So every down, if they're not running, if he's not a threat to run in between the tackles, if he's not a threat to get behind Sheriff and just say, hey, look, let's ride, big fella. You know, that takes away from the threat that he is. But, you know, we say all this to say that we like what's going on. It just needs some fine-tuning in the run game.
Absolutely. And so we also saw a pretty impressive performance, at least in the first half, by Kirk Cousins. Overall, 25 for 37, 330 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. One interception that was thrown right after an interception, but the interception that was dropped. And so how do you follow up? We'll give you another shot at it, see if you can catch this one. I believe that was right at towards the end of the half.
Yes, it was. It was like, what was that about?
I wasn't sure what was going on there.
I don't know how good the 49ers secondary is, it seems to be a thing about the separation. I saw the 49ers playing quite a bit off of Pryor and Dotson when they were split wide. They were pressing Crowder a little bit because he was a smaller guy. But they used to have an effective play. It was like when they were playing off a receiver, you just throw the ball out, he just takes a step and turns around. It's an automatic 4-yard game, right? And that would force the defensive back to come up.
They
don't do that for some reason. I don't know if Kirk's comfortable throwing that. You know, maybe he thinks that, you know, he doesn't have the arm strength to get it out quick enough to do that. But that takes away, the passing game isn't clicking the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. Speaking of the passing game, by the way, and I probably will get a lot of blowback from you, Kevin, and that's cool. And from anyone on Twitter at FF Rep, let me know. For those who, you know, are quick to criticize, the play of Kirk Cousins or the value even of one Kirk Cousins, you know, just take a look at the team we played today. You want to let him go for what? You want to let him go, and what's the plan? To bring in a rookie? To have a veteran like Hoyer? We've got one behind Kurt now, Colt McCoy. Like, what's the plan without him? Like, do you want to go to a situation where you're kind of rotating a rookie and Brian Hoyer-type quarterback, or stick with Kurt and build around that? for those who question the value. Like, do we know how bad that will be?
Yeah, we realize that.
Because say what you want about Robert Griffin and Kirk, but it's been a while since we had, and we've had questions at quarterback, but the questions were between capable individuals who could run the team.
There's nothing like a good quarterback controversy. That means that you got two guys that people think
exactly.
Can win.
Now, when the decision is between two guys who can't win, that's when you've got a problem. And I feel like if you let them go, again, what's the next available option?
I'm glad you brought up Robert Griffin, because I heard something kind of subliminal today from the broadcast. Now, when Kirk ran the last touchdown was a read option play, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, it was made famous, but it was, you know, that was a little dig.
That was his thing, right?
That was a little dig, I think, by Gruden, right? Because that was Kyle's thing, right? He mm-hmm. developed that mm-hmm. for Robert, and Kirk had to run it, right? And then there was always that controversy about Robert and being a, quote, pocket passer. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we don't do cold words here in the Federal Football
no,
Report.
No, we don't.
But I heard some cold words. This was the touchdown call, courtesy of Fox Sports and Moose Johnson.
First and goal. Cousins has it. Kirk Cousins, touchdown Redskins.
Here it comes.
You know, you just don't think about the athleticism of Kirk Cousins because he's such a pocket-style passer, but we've seen it a couple of times today, and he is a weapon when you get into the red zone. And Kirk Cousins gives you that ability along with his ability to throw from the pockets.
No, wait a minute. I want to play this again because I heard this and it just stood out.
You know, you just don't think about the athleticism of Kirk Cousins because he's such a pocket-style passer.
No, what he's saying basically, you don't think Kirk can run because he's a white dude.
Yeah, right. No, right. That's what they're saying.
That's exactly what he was saying, right? You know, but let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, these are professional athletes out there.
By the way,
all of them.
Kirk runs a lot. Like, Kirk doesn't just stay in the pocket. I mean, we've seen him on crucial third down plays or even on first and second. When it's there, he takes it.
That's right. And so as well, he should, right?
Yeah.
And so, forget about the buzzwords. Forget about the pocket passer. Forget about the athleticism. Forget about the smart player. Forget about all that. You want the guy who can get the job done.
Right.
Right. You know, you can tell me that Deshaun Watson in Texas. He's getting by because he's an athlete. No. He's a ball player, right? You got to be smart to play in the NFL.
Right.
You got to be. So, yes, don't think of Kurt as the pocket passer. Like, you know.
We're talking about buzzwords and stuff like that and tagging on what could be considered controversial. Do you think that maybe the 49ers could have used Colin Kaepernick today?
If you had any sense.
Well, you got Hoyer, you've got Beathard, and you've got Cap.
There's a lot of people who think about Cap right about now. There's a team up in Wisconsin mm-hmm. right about now.
That may want to give him a call. We'll see what happens with that.
Right. It's not even the halfway point of the season yet. Yes. So, yes, forget.
Aaron Rodgers out for the rest of the season, as we know it right now, with what seems to be a collarbone injury.
Yes. Now, I believe this is his second. I don't think it's the same collarbone as previously. Who was the quarterback when he broke it the first time? Was that Matt Flynn? Was that way back when?
Oh, when he made him famous.
Oh, yeah.
He made him a lot of money for coming in and doing pretty good.
Yeah, really.
So, going elsewhere and not being able to perform
at the same level. Quarterbacks, I hear what you're saying, man. A good quarterback is hard to find. Mm-hmm. So you better, you know, how important is it that your team wins?
Right, exactly.
You know, what is
and so it?
It
might be a good idea going into the postseason because, again, this is week six. And so depending on how the season is, it's literally 10 more weeks of regular season play.
Yeah.
And so if the Redskins don't get into the playoffs, you know, this talk of what you're going to do with Kirk is going to start, guys, in at least 10 more weeks.
You know,
lock him up. And put that and close the chapter of the book of this edition of the Washington Redskins and move on to what's next, because we just got a firsthand look, even though one would argue, well, if those two guys can only lose the Skins by 2 points, then what difference does it make who the quarterback is? We had Kurt and we only beat the 49ers by 2 points.
Yeah.
But the point is that unless you want the possibility of going to a Hoyer-esque type person and a rookie, where do you go from here? Lock him up. As they once said about Secretary Clinton on the campaign trail. It's different, though. I'm not saying lock her up. Lock him up.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
In a contract. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website, federalnewsradio.com. We'll be back with more Burgundy and Gold Talk. Kevin Stanfield in studio, ladies and gentlemen, with a great Redskins shirt, by the way. I put it on Twitter. Follow us, FF Rep. And I'm on Twitter at Claude J Radio. Kevin, you're on Twitter as well. I was trying to figure out.
At Stanfield Kevin. That's me. At Stanfield Kevin.
Yeah, it's his name, just the last name. thing first.
That's right.
Exactly.
That was very clever of me.
Federal football.
You know why? Because there's another dude, man, named Kevin Stanfield on TV and radio.
Really?
He's in Utah. Yeah.
I just met a guy randomly in Utah at the Chipotle yesterday. My wife and I were in Chipotle, and some guy and his mom was there. They thought we looked familiar. We realized we did not know each other, but we just struck up a good conversation there. Cool. Really good person. He spent time in the military and was visiting family in Colombia, and we talked. I paid for their meal.
All right.
I never went to Chipotle and spent $53. I didn't know it was going to be that much. I was thinking around 20, something like 30, but they got four bowls. I was like,
right.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Federal Football Report. We'll be right back, folks. Stay close. Love and happiness. Welcome back to the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website's federalnewsradio.com. I'm Claude Jennings. He's Kevin Stanfield. FF Rep is the Twitter handle at FFREP. Claude J Radio is my Twitter handle. And Stanfield Kevin.
That's right.
It's Kevin's Twitter handle.
That's right.
Kevin, it's time for this segment right here. Is very popular, by the way.
It's very popular.
I mean, we get Twitter mentions and emails and text messages all the time about this segment.
It's probably it's all the money we put into the production. That's what it
exactly.
is.
America, you've been waiting for it. And so let's just go ahead and do it.
It's fake news or not.
Yeah, that, who wouldn't love that, man?
It's time for fake news or not. I give Kevin three questions. He lets me know whether that's fake news or whether it's not. Not. Whether it's real news. You can do the same thing, by the way. Just tweet us whether it's fake news or not. Here we go. Kevin, the first topic, fake news or not. The Washington Redskins receiver squad just need a little time to gel with each other and with Kirk. Everything's going to be okay with the receivers.
That's fake news. That's fake news. We got to take a concerted effort here. It's not a matter of them just being off. Kirk's not happy with these guys. I mean, it's not like their performance is off. It's just that they don't do the things Kirk has been used to seeing in Garcon and seeing in DeSean Jackson. Kirk is going to have to make some adjustments. He's got, I can't compare him to Tom Brady. But it seems like every time Tom Brady goes to the Super Bowl, you got five different receivers.
Right.
You got to play the hand that's dealt you, right? Mm-hmm. So Kurt's going to have to step up and tell Jay, hey, look, this is what these guys can do. I mean, it seems like they don't dislike each other. It's just that Kirk is expecting them to do one thing, and they're just not doing another. And like I said, I think big guys like that, it takes them a longer time to get into the pass, right? You'll see that with a guy like the size of Pryor.
And by the way, Terrell Pryor, I mean, hasn't been playing receiver his whole life.
That's right. He's a quarterback, y'all.
Two years. He's an athletic quarterback.
So
he makes a better wide receiver. Second question for fake news or not. The running back by committee approach works well for this team.
That is so fake. That was so fake that, I mean, look, we might get a tweet from Donald J on that one. We say sad.
Yeah, sad.
You can't do it. You gotta win. You gotta have a horse. You gotta know who the man is behind you, right? You gotta know the quarterback's gotta know that when the blitz is coming, that my man knows what the blitz assignment is. He's got to have that confidence. You got to have that confidence from the guard, that he knows if I influence my man one way because I know I'm going to do this because this guy's going to go the other way. Mm-hmm. He knows that, he's got to have the confidence of the tackles, that he knows that if I string this in out long enough that the running back's going to cut in behind me, right? Mm-hmm. No, that's fake. You need somebody back there that everybody knows, that everybody's comfortable with, that can produce. So they can produce as a unit. It's not all about the running back.
Yeah.
It's not all about it's people got to believe in what you're doing. A perfect case and example, while we're recording this, Adrian Peterson, that you've seen that famous film clip of him looking at Sean Payton, with the daggers coming out of his eyes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Before we started recording, he had seven carries for 76 yards, right? Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody who believes in what you're doing, right? And that's what we have. It's like the coach is saying, I believe in all of you, but at the same time, he's saying, I don't believe in any of you. So that's fake news.
There was a guy here a couple years ago who everyone believed in.
Man, who's going to be starting because the guys in front of him can go to jail or something, right?
Exactly.
But we digress.
Number 46, gotta love him.
Yes.
Last question for fake news or not. This win over Shanahan, and you include earlier the win over McVay, is not personal, it's just business.
You know what? That's the closest one yet, right? Okay. You know, because that's not fake news. That's not fake news.
Because it's just business.
It's just business. Because if these were vindictive dudes, we would have blown both these cats out by like 40 points each, right? You know, so we don't have that type of coach, number one, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I think if he runs up the score, it's just to make the stats look good, but just not to rub it in.
Stick
yeah.
the knife
we need somebody in there who likes to rub it in.
Right,
no, that's what we need, right? You know, but that's
you know, and it's something I like athletes that like to rub it in. I remember when Kobe Bryant won his fifth title, and in the press conference, they said, "How's it feel to win this fifth?" His first answer was, "Just means I got one more than Shaq."
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
I just love it because that holding on to the grudge, something that I want to be. I want there's the evil part of me wants to do that, but the nice part of me that usually wins out doesn't do that at all.
You know, it's interesting you should bring it up that way because you know where we got this clip from, right? We got that clip from the episode of Star Trek where there was a transporter malfunction and Captain Kirk split into two dudes, right? It was the mild-mannered, smart, passive Captain Kirk, and it was the evil Dr. Hyde type Captain Kirk. But what they got out of it was you needed both of these dudes, right, to become the complete individual, right?
Yes.
You know, nobody's all good or all bad, right? So we need a little bit of that Captain Kirk to come out. We need a little bit of, I'm...
Yeah, we need
this dude, right? You know, we calling for it, we begging for you. Come on out, right? Come see us.
Come see us.
That's what we need. That's what we need, man. Those are good questions, man. Those are tough.
Well, see, we work hard at it. I mean, this is a very important segment to the country, and people are divided in this country. But one thing they can unite over is fake news or not.
That's right. That's
and so
right.
We're happy to provide this service to the American people. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website federalnewsradio.com. Let's break down the team's play, Kevin. Let's go offense, defense, special. Special teams offense. Your review of the offense this game?
Sluggish. Mm-hmm. I think that some maybe it was the bye week, you know, and they're
tough
limited
to get back
as
into,
and
they are limited. Like you said, they're limited too.
So. Yeah, you can't hit people like you want to. You can't be hit like you need to be, right? You know, so they were a little sluggish. The play calling was good initially. I think we did mention that. I don't like Thompson running between the tackles, but he's so good. And he's, it's something about him, though, man. He seems like he's moving faster than he is because he gets caught. How can he run like 60 yards and get caught from behind? Maybe his legs are too short. Right? He's like one of little.
And so while he's moving fast, he's not picking up a lot of ground because his legs are too short.
But he's giving it his all. But you got to love him. Like I said, I love this dude, right? The receivers, Dotson came, caught a touchdown pass with a slant in the middle, right? Ryan Grant is
he's been
team,
playing really well this season.
He's the team's
season.
MVP almost, right? Because he just gets the job done. He's good for this team, right? If only he's supposed to be starting, right? You know, I guess you got to start Pryor. You got to start Dotson, but Ryan Grant.
And pretty good work from the tight ends. I'd still like to see, and maybe I'm just looking for something that doesn't exist. I would still like to see Jordan Reed block a little better. There were a couple of plays there where blitzing safety kind of just went right in front of him and made the tackle on a few plays. And you'd like to see him, you know, block a little better.
He needs to sit down.
I'll just take him staying healthy.
Yeah, he just needs to sit down because he's not 100%. And like a Jordan Reed who's not 100% is just any other dude. You know, I'd rather, even though Vernon Davis got stripped today, I'd rather have Vernon Davis in the game who will give you that extra dimension because you remember Vernon Davis and his famous workout, and the biceps that look like telephone poles and stuff like that. I agree with what you're saying there. The line gave Kirk time today, right? Kirk, you know, he had the time to do what he needed to do, maybe not what he wanted to do, right? So all in all, if we got to give him a grade, you know, a one, so that brings him up to a B minus in my book. Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Offensive line is playing very well, too.
Yeah.
They're looking like one of maybe the top tier offensive lines in the league.
With an unhealthy Trent, you know?
Right, exactly.
And that's good. LaVal is still like maybe that weak link, right? But he's holding his own so far. He's just, and I think a lot of it, like we used to talk about the run game and the getting in these guys' head that we dominate. We're the running backs. We dominate. Did you see the penalty they call on Sheriff for unnecessary roughness?
Wait a minute. How is he supposed to know the running back was actually down?
Right.
And so why would he stop until he hears the whistle?
That's what guards are supposed to do. I'd give him a raise just from that play, right?
Just for that
right
play.
There.
Here you go.
I love it, right? Here's the game ball, right? Yeah. Just just for that play alone. That's exactly what we want. That's what we want in this town, because that's what we do. We play ball.
A little bit of nastiness. This is what happens when you play the Redskins.
That's
you're going to get pushed on your back.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Defense. What do you think about the defense, Kevin? Defensive performance for today.
A lot of injuries.
And yeah,
we
so
see
it's hard to assess the defense. Because, I mean, early in the game, too, already coming into the game short, and the next thing you know, two defensive backs go down.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that, you know, you got to... The fact that these guys have had some experience, Dunbar has had some experience, you know, that helps out quite a bit. We pretty much single-handedly say it again, except that there was a last circus catch by Pierre Garçon, but they were trying Dunbar. They were obviously testing. They kept throwing at him. He kept batting the ball away, you know. So you got to give him credit. Breeland is quietly playing one of his best seasons, right?
He is.
You know?
And by the way, pat on the back to Breland, who had a tough year last year, was picked on a lot by opposing quarterbacks and by the media and by fans. And I remember there was one time he went on some kind of rant or said something to a fan on social media. And we talked about it a little bit on the show. It was like, yo, don't pay these guys any attention. You're in the league. You know what I mean? And you keep doing what you're doing. And I'm glad that he's having a good season. Good to see him bounce back in that way.
Absolutely.
Last year was tough for him.
Now the linebackers it was kind of strange because I heard a report that Zach Brown has a flu, has been battling a flu bug this week, so he wasn't 100%. But the rest of the guys, Foster played a pretty decent game. Ionitis has given them something they haven't had in a long time, and that's like some push up the middle.
Yeah, he's had a really good quiet year as well. Yeah. Ionitis played well, not just today, but he's been playing pretty well all season.
Kerrigan,
the whole defensive line has been, to be honest with you.
Kerrigan didn't see him as much as I wanted to, but I'm thinking that's because Shanahan is not a dumb coach. He knows the guys that you shouldn't let beat him, right? You know, it's like... don't let the best players beat you, right? You know? So, So, don't know what happened, what the calls were late in the game. You know, there's a couple of lapses, and it let these kids back in the game and gave them a chance to win. So, I can't give them any
more. And
I'm
not even sure if that's the defense's fault more so than perhaps the offense.
You
know what I mean? Not being better with time management, melting the clock, converting on some third downs, not getting the ball back to the 49ers. I'm not sure if the defense could have done anything better than what they did, especially given the fact that they're so injured and so hurt as well. There's just a lot of injuries.
So I'm gonna give him a C+. You know,
because
we won. Yeah. We're not failing, but you know, we gotta be better. You know, we don't want to just win. We gotta get better.
That's
gotta see. We got a lot we can improve on. Let's see with the next game with the next opponent if we can improve on this. Right.
And special teams.
They gave up a big punt return. The punter at the end of the game, the fatal error at the end of the game, instead of like letting the ball like flop or kicking a low punt or something, let him run some time off the clock, he kicked the ball out of bounds. No time went off the clock.
Right.
Plus, they got the ball at the 20. They made no attempt to down the ball inside. It's like that was like fear. Made a good play on the onside kick. We'll give him credit for that. But special teams, we got to do better than that. C- on special teams.
Okay, C- on special teams.
Well, let me
teams.
Ask you this, since we're talking about special teams. The kickoff, do you think that's doomed? Just kicking the ball off?
I do. I think the league actually wants the kickoff to end, and they're doing things to kind of make it end manually, if that makes any sense. Like when they move the kickoff line up a little bit, and now guys just booting the ball out to the out to the end zone. I think they're trying to do it without actually doing it, but now they're going to just I think eventually another 2 or 3 years they're going to make a rule where each team just takes over from the 20-yard line
or
25.
Really hate that. They claim that it was to prevent injuries, like they had some, and people just believe it. You know, that was fake news. Like there were more injuries on kickoff than were any other play, right? Where they wanted to eliminate injuries, eliminate tackling.
Right.
Give people flags.
Yeah, flag football.
But I have a theory what's happening, right? You know, the times, like after a team scores, after the extra point, people head for the concession stands.
Okay.
So if there's no kickoff, if there was a kickoff, people would rush back, get out of line. I'm not going to get this hot dog and beer right now. I'm going to rush back so I can see see the game. But if you take away that possibility of something happening, that's 3 or 4 more minutes that they can stand in line, get more hot dogs, more beer, and all that. You know, hey, you know, you heard it. Look, not saying that this is actually what's happening, but I do know that, you know, we said about the Dez Bryant,
Josh Norman
commercial. All of a sudden, it shows up,
and
right?
There it is. Yeah,
there it is. Right.
You heard it here first.
You said they should run the ball more. All of a sudden, this happening. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. So I think you're right. I think that the kickoff is doomed. I hate to see it go because the next thing is flags.
I think that's inevitable. Yeah. Wow. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. The website is at federalnewsradio.com. When we come back, we'll take a look ahead at the Redskins schedule, and we'll take a look at the rest of the NFC East. That's coming up on the Federal Football Report. Federal News Radio. All right, it's time to wrap up here on the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, the website, federalnewsradio.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. In this segment, so we want to take a look at the next couple of opponents for the Redskins. We'll take a look at the NFC East, see how things are shaping up. The sixth week of the season. It doesn't feel like the season's been going on for 6 weeks, Kevin. It was 6 weeks in.
Man.
That's almost the halfway point.
It's so confusing because we don't really know where we are. We see hope, right? We see things that can be improved upon.
Right.
Because there have been times around here that has been no hope.
Right.
Yeah, but we see things.
We're familiar with what no hope feels like.
Oh, yeah.
So we know when we're not in a no hope situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
we are not in a no hope situation.
I like the fact that Gruden has shown the propensity to change, right? He's thought that this running game thing might work out. Because I hear, like, commentators and pundits talking about, well, they're running the ball too much. Yeah, they give up on the running game.
It's have they watched this team over the last 2 years?
It's only 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Give it up for the running game. So I like that. I think that they don't know who they are yet. And I think that it's coming around. I give a lot of credit to DJ of Swearingen.
Oh, yeah. Swearingen.
Because I've known, you know, ever since he was one of the reasons that RG3 isn't on his team anymore, because there was a game where he was with Houston and he threw a long pass to Niles Paul, and Niles Paul was running and it would have been for the lead. And Swearingen came from behind Niles and stripped the ball and prevented a touchdown. And Houston lost, and that was the beginning of the end, right? So, yeah, so I've known he's been a ball player. Like when Houston with the Cardinals, I've been a little concerned that he's been with 4 teams in 5 years. There's got to be a reason for that. But he's bringing an attitude to the defense that we haven't seen around here in a long time.
An attitude that you'd like to see.
Yeah.
So the Redskins improved to 3-2 after win over the 49ers.
Who's our next victim?
So let's take a look at the schedule. So the next victim for the next victim for the Burgundy and go Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, Monday Night Football, October 23rd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff. Kevin, the Eagles are the next team. This is week one payback after a 30-17 win in week one. What's that look like to you, Kevin?
Hey, I think it looks like victory, man. Okay. I think because, you know, I talked to the coach the other day to ask him what his game plan was. Mm-hmm.
Mixed in some man and some zone, which is good. Some two man and some single high man and some lurk. And did a good job of mixing up the coverages.
Yeah, as long as we do that. We didn't do that last time, right? We didn't do that, right?
We must not.
We didn't do it. See, you saw the loss, right? Yeah, but yeah, they were just a step slow, if you remember, because Carson Wentz, I liked him as a rookie. I liked the fact that he the moment was not too big for him when he came in as a rookie, and this team was just, you know, although it was the last preseason game, right, you know, this team just was a step slow for Wentz, and I think that they've grown. I think there's more of an idea of who this team is. I think that we'll see if they had that revenge thing we were talking about a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that.
I mean, the one thing that kind of worries me, number one, are all the injuries on defense. Because if you look at the Eagles from the last 2 weeks and compare this to the week one team, like most other teams, they've gotten a little better. Like it seems like, especially on offense, that they've reached some sort of rhythm. I'm a little worried that the defense is a little worn down and a little hurt to catch an Eagles team that's kind of on rhythm right now defensively. But you also look at the offense. We talked about how it seems like the receivers and Kurt aren't on the same page. I'm just worried that the same offense that lost to the Eagles in week one is the same offense that the Eagles are going to face now, and that the Eagles offense that was able to win in week one is better than the Eagles offense from week one that we're going to face this upcoming week.
Both of those things that you mentioned are why we're going to win this game, because I think we have both of those things in our favor, because as I mentioned earlier, when you have a bigger receiver with a bigger gate, it takes them a little longer to get out the gate. The Eagles have big receivers too, you know, with Alshon Jeffries and Aguilar. They're bigger guys, so I think that an effective defense would be to get up all up in their face,
right?
And stay there. You know, when right. when he exhales, you inhale, right? Just yeah, like yeah, that, right? Yeah, yeah. If he's chewing gum, find out what flavor it is. All the old cliches that coaches used to tell us, right? And like I said, we were a step slow, and it's time to call the 1-2 coach now, you know,
right?
Because they're just gonna have to want it. They were there, and the game wasn't that much of a blowout. They were there. The quarterback made some fantastic plays, right? Mm-hmm. You take that wow factor out of his game, make him come down to earth, make it, for lack of a better term, Redskins football, right? You know, because this is an NFC East game. You know, maybe the weather, I don't know why it's 80 degrees in October right now. Maybe next week it'll go back to having frost on the pumpkin, right? It'll be cold, it'll be brittle, it'll hurt every time they hit you, right? You gotta inflict pain. One of my favorite movie lines of all time, you know, I always go back to the movies.
Everything goes back to
the Rocky Balboa movie.
And you, by the way, are an official, you know, movie critic.
Yes, yes. And hopefully there'll be some good movies out this fall because it hasn't been hitting this year, right?
Yeah.
I guess, you know what I missed last week, and I will find a way to see it, is the Jackie Chan movie. Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
Chris
The Foreigner, right?
That looks like it's going to be really, really good. Jackie Chan doesn't play in serious movies.
Yeah, right. You know, it's going to be very interesting. Yeah, since it's all close to Halloween, I need to find some good horror movies to see.
How about Madea Butu, whatever you call it?
Did you see that?
No, I haven't. I think I'm seeing that this week. You know, allegedly, I might be doing a phone interview with Mr. Perry.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'll see it, especially if I got to do a, if I'm going to do an interview, I'm going to see the movie.
See
I'll
it,
be the only one talking. Yes, I saw the movie. I saw the film. But I wanted to go back to the movie, Rocky Balboa.
Right.
Yeah. When he just decided he was going to really, take this fight, and, you know, the guy who's training him said, you know, speed is out there. You're too slow. You're stoned. So we're going to have to use blunt force trauma. We're going to have to hit him so hard, his ancestors are feeling, right? So that's what it's going to take to win this game, right? Blunt force trauma.
Not NFC about, East football.
That's right. We're not talking about hurting anybody, physically injuring anybody, but we're going to let them know that we're there. That's what it's going to take. Forget the schemings, the cue packages, sending four guys in on second down, taking them out and putting five more guys in on third. Forget all that. Mm-hmm. Line up against the man in front of you, hit him hard. Yeah, that'll do it. That's all we need to do.
That'll do it. How is this season playing out for you, Kevin, as far as the NFC East? By the way, and with Aaron Rodgers seemingly out for the rest of the season with that collarbone injury, I think that opens up another playoff spot in the NFC. How is this NFC East playing out for you early? Again, it's weird because you would think by week six things are starting to develop, but I still feel like we don't know who any of the teams are right now. And that's fine if things keep going the way that they're going.
Yeah. I think I am really, the biggest surprise to me is the collapse of the Giants, because the Giants defense, you had a bunch of free agents that they got last year. They tried to buy a defense and it worked for a while, and it seemed like they were really gelling and becoming better. With the loss of Odell Beckham, that pretty much seals it for them, right? Because even with him, they were competitive, but they weren't a lock, right? You know, that's strange. And the Eagles, I knew the Eagles were going to be a problem. The Cowboys are suffering from self-inflicted wounds.
They don't know what's happening.
Any quarterback has scored 30 points twice. It's scored one time during last week's game, he was like, he only had three incompletions. Everything else was touchdown.
Right.
It was amazing, right?
Can't seem to find a way to win.
They let their defense go. You know, the guys who had a year's experience, I mean, it wasn't the best in the world. I asked Aaron Rodgers. but they let them go. You know, they tried, whoever's counting the beans down there decided, well, I guess we can get better boys than you all, you know, so you all success to you, you know. It's just not working right there. So right now it is totally up for grabs, right? It's there for the burgundy and gold to take.
And with the Eagles up two games right now, I mean, it's not insurmountable. I mean, because there's so much of the season left for both teams. I mean, and especially with a game against the Eagles coming up next week, you have a chance to gain a whole game right then and there on them. They still have a bye week. I mean, there's room there to catch them. It's still room to catch them.
It's up to the coach. It's up to Jay to decide how we are going to do this, not create a formula to win each game, but just establish who they are and let the Eagles know this is who we are, and we're going to come hard, we're going to fight hard, we're going to play hard every single time. Let's not outsmart these teams anymore. Let's just try to outplay them a couple of times. And I think we could do it. I think that the talent is there. For so long, we tried to blame our ineffectiveness on the lack of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have the all pros. You got to have guys who just do what's designed. Everybody do their job. And let the chips fall where they may. I think they got. I think they have just as a chance to beat the Eagles as everybody else. The Eagles aren't like a dynasty team.
Yeah, they're not.
Eagles
got world flaws. Beaters. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's not like it's an insurmountable task in front of them.
That's right. So that's the first thing. Realize that you can beat them.
Right, exactly. Following the Eagles, you've got another NFC East matchup against the Cowboys on Sunday the 29th. Then November the 5th, the Seahawks go to Seattle, and then Minnesota comes to town. And so that's the next four games for the Redskins. I mean, look, like you said, this whole thing is wide open. There's not a team on that schedule out of that four from the Eagles, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings who they can't beat.
That's right.
But then the same way, all four of those teams could also beat the Skins.
And all of them have something to play for.
Right.
None of those teams are out of it. Right. None of those teams are out of it.
And with the Vikings being 4-2 and with Aaron Rodgers going out, they're looking like, hey, this Central is wide open for us, or this North is wide open for us. We need to grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah, same way with Seattle, right? Mm-hmm. Seattle's been playing poorly, and they have to look at so often, man, the Burgundy and Gold have been like just the prescription you needed for whatever ails your team. Right. Oh man, we're doing this badly. Let's go play Washington.
There you go.
But
yeah.
Thank
goodness we got the Redskins coming up.
That's right. You know, but that's changing now, man. Mm-hmm. That's changing. I was the harshest critic, right? Because I just didn't see. I saw the politics affecting what was happening with this team, and it seems like that's on the back burner right now. I think you brought very valid points about Kirk and what you need to do with him, but he's not playing like that's on his mind right now, right?
And he said he wouldn't. He said, "Oh, we'll franchise. This is what it is for this year. I'm going to play football."
Well, he shouldn't, because he's getting millions of dollars.
Yeah, right. This is $25 million again? I wouldn't worry about anything either.
What kind of dude would be worried about that, man? I got something with this $25 million. You know I'm worth more than that. I can't imagine. But you know what? I was about to say, I can't imagine a human being would think that, but... I never know.
I can't imagine that someone actually would think that. You never ceases to amaze me how shallow the human mind is.
Yes, that's true. This is true. Yes.
It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Let's get this win against the Eagles. So again, next week we'll be coming at you, I believe Tuesday. Just follow us on Twitter to get the full broadcast schedule.
Hey, look, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, just hit us up on Twitter at FFRap.
Right.
We'll screen you carefully, right?
Very carefully.
If we determine that you are not like a psychopath, sure, you can come on. We'll let you talk because, hey, this is for you. We're not doing this for us.
Having fun doing this.
yeah. But yeah, seriously, just hit us up on Twitter. Say you want to be a part of the show. We'll make arrangements and we'll get you on. We're talking Tuesday after a Monday night victory.
Yeah, after a Monday night victory. We'll talk to you then, folks. Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio.